Exodus 25:4. You see that now? And when Moses So the document, the tabernacle, or see, the same thing, that you be sure that you make all things according to the pattern which I showed you in the mountain. Now listen, now if you don't do it that way, then this is what you have done. This is what you have done. You have tore up the Godhead. You understand? You've done messed that all up. You understand? You've done messed up the atomic molecular structure of the universe. You've messed it all up. You understand? That's what you've done. You understand? You haven't understood it at all because the invisible is understood by the visible. You understand? Yeah. Now look. Now if I show you that still.
See?
Pretty draw. I ain't got time, you see. If I show you the spirit, you see, it's simple, and it's without any descriptive shape or form. It can't be described as no particular shape or form. And then it takes on, in part, shape and form. You understand? You understand? And then now Moses sees that up here in this mountain, and he sees it transfigured into the mountain. Somebody said, well, how do you know? Some idiot comes along and says, look, I don't read that story. You understand? That's a fictitious thing. And I don't believe there was any Moses, any children of Israel back there. You understand what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Then you see, when he comes along here on earth, you see, he's gonna have to fulfill this. You understand? So somebody else besides Aaron made that and abide you, and Moses is about to see it. You understand? If nobody else beside them could see it, then it would be fictitious. You understand? So now when he comes along, you understand? And then he takes a disciple, Peter, James, and John, up into the mountain, you understand? He's fulfilling this that was back here. You understand what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about? And he, Daniel's raiment was white as light, same identical thing. You understand? That's it. And I have to say to me, oh, I want to hear nothing about what's over there in the old Bible. Read to me over here in the New Testament. I have to turn over here to Matthew, it don't matter. And all the reasons, if I'm idiot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? I had to get clear over there to read, too. You understand? I said, now, does that suit you? You understand? Dan said, now, if that don't suit you, we'll get clear on over to Revelations and read it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Same thing. You see, because it's got to be confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So then, Moses and all the prophets and everybody, Messiah and everybody, has got to confirm what I saw in that vision and what I've described to you. And if I can't prove it, if I can't show it to you, I'm a liar just like the rest of them. I know how to do then.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do all right then? See, and I mean, I have got to prove it from Genesis to Revelation.
Right.
See? And I've got to prove it in all, everything that is created. You understand? And I've asked you, don't believe me. But if I can't prove it, don't you believe me. You understand? But if I do prove it to you and show it to you as it really is, in such a way that you can't deny it, you understand? Then whether you want to or not. See, it don't make no difference whether you want to or not. See, you can just go ahead and stuff it in your hand. You see what I'm talking about? Just break the down. You see, and finally, by and by, you understand? As fast as I live, as I live, fast thought to read every year shall die. And every tongue shall confess. You understand? Not to write on the sky to the glory of God. So if you decide that you don't want to agree with it now, if that's what you decide, you understand? Yeah, take it easy, guy. I'm not excited yet. You understand? That ain't going to stop me on account of what you want to do. You understand? I'm going right on preaching just the same. You understand? You understand? Now I have thrown this out. I have showed it to you. He showed Moses that tablet. Told him to make sure. Paul in the 9th chapter of Hebrews says, listen closely, that it is a figure of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
In the 5th chapter of Romans, verse 14, Paul says of Adam, the first man, he was a figure of him that was to come.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm talking about? Now he's got to get his figures straight. You understand? And then when you do that, then you are prepared to search heaven and to search earth. You understand? Then you can prove it. You understand? And there isn't anybody on earth, living or dead or ever was, died or went to the cemetery. No one can disapprove it.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Just can't do it. You see what I'm talking about? And I knew the people wasn't going to believe me. You understand? I knew that. And I do know that them satanic spirits, listen at me, folks, that was cast out of heaven is embodied and incarnated in me and will not allow me. You understand? Will not allow me. You understand? Now, when Messiah was here, he sent his disciples out to cast out those devils.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Listen, they cannot be converted.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. You see? They can't be converted. You understand? They just have to be cast out. Listen, Peter and Jude both say that they are reserved against the day of judgment to be born.
Mm-hmm.
They have come all the way down from the Garden of Eden on down to the dispensation. All the way down. You see, they have come all the way down. They cannot be converted. You see, in the event that you know this as did the Apostle Paul. See, in his conversation, he said, when I would do good. You understand? Eve of his presence. You understand? And that I would do, I do not. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to know what it is, within you, don't tell nobody about it. You don't have to worry around about that.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know what that is in there mm-hmm. that keeps you from acknowledging and confessing him to the Lord. Now, here's the devil. Now, this is the devil. The devil is all sucked up in his carnal mind. You see, he wants somebody to see him. You understand? He wants to take God's place. That's why he's called an antichrist. You understand what I'm talking about? He wants to be the big boss. He wants to be the big shot. He wants to say that he's got the keys to heaven and the earth. You understand? And he lets you in. And he's got a great string of something else hooked on behind his name. And you must respect him. He's in the pulpit with his, you understand? With his regalia, his phylacteries, and whatnot, you see? And his dress, so to speak, you understand? And he is up there preaching and teaching, you understand? And inviting men to come and start on their way to heaven tonight, you understand? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's getting men in these holes and in these denominations, in these sacks and in these clubs and all of that. And he's doing just like he always did. Robbing you of your money and robbing you, you understand, of your opportunity to be saved. You understand? You understand? He's riding around in a great long, the finest of automobiles that they're able to produce, you understand? Skinning his teeth by shaking your hands and saying, brother, you understand? And then telling the sister, you did a wonderful job, you're a great worker in the church and all that, this, that, and you understand?
Yeah.
And just telling the people up with all that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about? And he won't let you confess God to the Lord. And all the time, right within you, see, right within you, you feel and you know within yourself that you are not what you ought to be. You know that yourself, you understand? And that same old slick devil, the carnal ordinances have been abolished and nailed to the cross. And you go get something natural.
That's right.
You see, and come along and pass it around on the plate, not realize that we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Come and hand that to you, you understand? You see what I'm talking about? And they'll say that Jesus said for us to taste and eat, and he didn't say no such a thing. You understand? You understand? He said, Jesus said to baptize them in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, Matthew 28:19, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And here you didn't even know that the name of the Father was Yahweh. And you didn't even know that the name of the Son was Joshua. And you didn't know the name of the Holy Ghost was Elohim. You understand? And then how could you baptize somebody? Now, that's what I am doing. I'm baptizing you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the... That's what I'm doing, standing here.
Okay.
Preaching to you the word. You understand? I'm immersing you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. All the God that there is in existence. You understand what I'm talking about? You're immersed in. You're inundated. You walk in the Spirit. You understand? Listen at me now. Listen close. What's in him? We live, and we move, and we have our being.
Mm-hmm.
We have never at no time been outside of God.
Right.
You understand? God is in everything, whether you're conscious of it or unconscious. If you're unconscious, it's because the devil has caused a blind zone. You understand? And then there is nobody that can do anything for you. You understand? It is by Joshua, his son, hanging out there on the cross and shedding his blood. It is by him that we have received the atonement. God, that's all that God, he was completely bankrupt. You understand? That's the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth, that hung out there and shed his blood. He's the only sacrifice that was prepared. You understand what I'm talking about? He was a prepared body. And God himself prepared that body, you understand? And then got it and walked around down here. You understand? All this, you understand? And come time for him to be on the cross, he was out there, and I mean on time. You understand? And it is by him that all of us received this. And you see, Pete came, and Mary, and nobody else can do anything else. Couldn't offer nothing, you understand? That's the only thing that would reconcile God and man. You understand? And it is by him that we have received the atonement. You understand what I'm talking about? That gospel. Listen now at me. Listen at me. Now all that there is in heaven, we found out that he created. Is that right? He found out that he created all that there was in earth. Is that right? So now then Paul puts it this way. That all that in heaven and all that is in earth. You understand, it is called by his name, ain't that? And then he had these three revelations over there, you understand? And then he said, he'd give him a tried stone, you understand? And then he was sealed then in that forehead. It's by the name, you understand? The name of the Son, in the forehead, and in hand, you understand? He said he looked and he saw, standing out on Mount Zion, a man that was born in the wilderness down here and crossed through the river Jordan under Joshua after Moses was dead, and they went all over across the river, came to the land, and Joshua and Eliezer and Caleb pitched that tent over there, or that old tabernacle over there on Mount Zion. You understand? You understand? And these that were born in the wilderness, not them that come out of here because they all died. Ain't that right? God killed every last one. But them that come out of here to cross over the river Jordan and went on in there that was born in the wilderness. John out there on the Isle of Patmos, he said he looked and he saw 144,000. God had multiplied that thing 12 times down here. Ain't that right? And in the wilderness. You understand? He also multiplied them down there in Egypt. And he multiplied them 12 times in the wilderness there. John, when he looked up out there on Mount Zion, in the spirit, said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Ain't that right? You understand what I'm talking about? And he was on the Isle of Patmos for the word of God. Isn't that right? Isle of Patmos. What you doing out there on the Isle of Patmos? You see, now these ends and these beginnings, that's one of the things I wanted to show you. See, understand? If they don't work together, Moses said, when he saw the beginning of the creation, and are you listening at me? He saw the earth surrounded by water. Ain't that right? And he saw this great anthropomorphic being up there in the mountain. Isn't that right? You'll find that in the 24th chapter of Exodus and 9th and 10th verse. It says, they saw the children of Israel. They saw the God of Israel. Isn't that right? And the 70 elders and the rest of them come on back. You know, they send it on into the midst of the cloud. It's in everybody's body. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? And he saw him there in his magnificence and in his splendor and in his glory. You see what I'm talking about? And he seen him and heard too. Him say, let there be light, and there was light. Ain't that right? And he said the earth was surrounded by water. And John comes up out here on the Isle of Patmos, got to be on an island, got to be on surrounded by water. And if Moses seen him in the beginning of his vision when he was out there in the mountain, in Mount Sinai, then John to verify and to confirm that he's got to be on an island surrounded by water. Ain't that right? And Moses said that the waters moved upon the face of the earth. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And John over here confirming that. You understand? He said he heard a voice behind him. A voice of many waters. You understand? He proved that old Moses seen himself same thing. He seen himself say, if life was preserved, could nobody kill John? Ain't that right? You understand? Because that revelation had to be confirmed. And so now he's out here on the Isle of Patmos, and he's in the same day or in the eternity of God. Right. Entered into the cloud. If some folk will have entered into eternity with God. Isaiah 57:15 said, God said he inhabited eternity. Ain't that right? And by him going on in the midst of that cloud, and it was a burning fire, and the rest of the children of Israel, they stayed back because they was afraid to approach on account of the fire. If you don't believe me, I will read. You understand? And there he saw that tabernacle Moses did. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, John, I don't have time to go into all of it, you understand? And I'm trying to tell you what God showed me and what I pictured on these charts, and have never nobody been able to deny it. You understand? And it takes in the universe in its totality. It takes in heaven, it takes in earth, it takes in the atoms, it takes in the molecules, it takes in everybody, you and everybody else. You understand? Everything that anybody else could really find out. You understand what I'm talking about? And all that is possible for anybody to know, even through knowing God himself. You understand what I'm talking about? And when Moses saw that tabernacle, you see they had crossed out of the Egypt and crossed through the Red Sea and went on up to Mount Sinai. God gave them 3 days to clean up their clothes and get up around the mountain, make that right. And then God spoke to him from Mount Sinai and said, I am the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Ain't that right? You know what he said there in the 20th chapter of Exodus. Ain't that right? And then Moses seen that tabernacle and he was told to make one just like. Now look, he showed you that he come out of Egypt and crossed through the Red Sea and went on and stayed 40 years in the wilderness and then crossed through the River Jordan and went on into Palestine and into Canaan land. Now the tabernacle was erected and constructed just like that, a migratory pattern. Now watch it, folks, and see that I'm telling you right. See, now that tabernacle, it had, help me somebody here, there's no other, there's no, it had a most holy place, it had a holy place, and it had an outer court. You understand what I'm talking about? Now the holy place was divided from the most holy place by the veil. Now watch, see how this creation is coming in here. And you can see why it was that God divided the light. You can see why he said, let there be. You can see why the earth was surrounded by water. You understand? And you can see why he divided the light from the dark. You can see why he divided the waters above and the waters beneath. Why? Because, you see, he's transfigured into that tabernacle. And this veil here divides. Mm-hmm. You understand? And that's what I'm doing. I'm showing you all the way down. From an happening on down into everything, including you. Everything that exists, even the Godhead itself. You understand? Moses starts seeing what is divided from the sin at first surrounded by the water. What he's doing, he's creating by himself. And this tabernacle is threefold, and each one of these departments, so he's got to divide the light from the darkness, because the holy place is divided from the most holy place. Mm-hmm. That day. Then the next day, he's got to divide the water. What's the matter? He's created by himself, and he is the archetype pattern, you understand? You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. He's created by himself. And each one of those days, you're going to be divided from something. You understand what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And this was after they come up out of the land of Egypt. And somebody said, well, I don't believe that story. You got to get over here in the New Testament, you see? All right, now, yes. Well, all the way over now. We told you that that Passover down in Egypt, ain't that right? Mm-hmm. And after they ate that Passover, there was 3 days journey to the Red Sea. And the Red Sea divided that. And they went on through on dry land. And they went on into the wilderness. Ain't that right? And I told you, John, I tell him out of pattern. He got to see the self same thing that Moses did. Ain't that right? And so John, in the 21st chapter of Revelation, he's looking right straight at that. You understand what I'm talking about? And I mean, he is looking at it too. You see what I'm talking about? And that he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. You understand? In the 21st chapter. Maybe read the 21st chapter. You understand? And then he said that he heard that voice from heaven saying, before the tabernacle, John, I'm talking about, I turned on and I had a look at it. And you see it there in the beginning of his vision, the same thing that he's seeing in the beginning of this one here. You understand? And listen, folks. Down here in the beginning of this migration, you know, Egypt was in darkness 3 solid days. Ain't that right? She was in black darkness before they began this migration. Isn't that right? But in the beginning of this, and the beginning of this up here, it got to be the same. You understand what I'm talking about? These beginnings that you're talking about, they just simply got to be. Understand? You see what I'm talking about? You've got to put this thing together right. And when you know how to put it together, and when God reveals it to you, there isn't any man on earth that can stand up under the pressure of it. You see what I'm talking about? I don't care what college or what academy that you come from. And so now here, John is looking right at this. See, the blood put on each side of the room at the door, and she dropped down in Egypt, and the sea's 3 days journey. Ain't that right? And that pastor lamb is offered up there. But when the pastor lamb of Messiah, when he's offered up, I tell on the cross, it's turned back over the space of the earth. And the sixth to the ninth hour. What's the matter? I'm just fulfilling this. It's down here, you understand? And that Passover that night when he ain't that right? Mm-hmm. With his disciples up there in the house. You see what I'm talking about? He's fulfilling it, folks. And it's got to repeat. It's got to be the same on both ends and in the middle, too. In other words, the Bible has got to be
Jesus genuinely vindicated that it is a spiritual book, and it's true from Genesis on to Revelation. You understand what I'm talking about? Not only that, all nature and all heaven is a testimony. You see what I'm talking about? And because of my intellectual abilities and my infirmities, you understand, and my stupidity and philosophy and can't solve it, you understand? That don't mean that it's not solvable. You understand what I'm talking about? And then when I put it together, like so that you can see and so that you can understand, there's nothing you can do about it. You see what I'm talking about? Ain't a thing you can do about it. You see one hand there, everyone on this side, and up over the lintels of the door. And you see one hand, and then both hands nailed and the crown of thorns on his head. You understand? It's got just like it was down there. And they're planting in Joseph's new tombs in that 3 days. 3 days journey from here. Ain't that right? And then you see 3 days cosmic like that. You see what I'm talking about? In the creation, she was dark in the beginning. In the beginning, you see what John out here on the Isle of Patmos he's looking at. And now he sees here in the 21st chapter of Revelation, I don't have time to go into all of it now. And John looking at the self same thing. And he's on an island surrounded by water. Has to be an island surrounded by water. Why? Because when Moses saw the earth, she was surrounded by water back. You understand? And his life was preserved so he could be on the Isle of Patmos and write. And that's what we just read that in the scripture lesson. He said, what you see, God, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. Ain't that right? Now you write down what you see. And that's what Moses was doing, was writing down what he saw. And John is writing down what he saw. Ain't that right? And they're both cooperating. Ain't that right? One killed the other. And his life was conserved to be on the Isle of Patmos. And she's surrounded by water. You understand? And so he's saying that in the 21st chapter of Revelation, proving that this is true. All right, read.
And I saw a new heaven.
And a new earth. Now read. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. No more sea. John sees them come on the other side of the sea. You understand? No more sea. That is to say, the first heaven down here. You know, Paul spoke of three heavens. First, second, and third. Said I knew a man about 14 years ago that was exalted up to the third heaven and heard things impossible for a man. You see what I'm talking about? And so now we see. You understand? I passed away. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And then we went on through the sea. And remember, it's 3 days journey to the Red Sea. Ain't that right? And now, then, the Messiah had to be in Joseph's new tomb exactly the same time. It's got to be 3 days. Ain't that right? Then, when you look back up here in the vision, in the creation, you see on the third day, God blew the waters off of the face of the earth and let the earth resurrect there in the seed of vegetation. Come on out on the third day. You see, I'm showing you what God showed me, you understand? And that was integral. You understand? And if you think you're wise enough to deny, step forward. The job is yours. You understand what I'm talking about? And on the third day, the seed of vegetation. When we find here that the Messiah planted in Joseph's new tomb, just like they was planted in that sea on the third day, he rose from there, understand? And then after he rose, then he tarried 40 days. Why? Because Israel had to be in here 40 days. It had to rain 40 days and 40 nights. Take it on back. Just take it any way you want to. You see, because of the God is there. I don't care which way you go. You go find it. I don't care what you do. You must slow down when you come in here. You understand what I'm talking about? Got to go on down. That's all that you can do about it. You understand? When I'm preaching, as David said, God is in it. God is in it. Holy sanctuary. Right there. He's silent before. Understand? And then he had cancer, got to stay 40 days, 40 nights.
You see what I'm talking about? On this back here, it got him held up. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Same thing. You understand? Now then he goes on, Mr. Pierce, just like this does. Here, you understand? Pulls on, goes on like that. Then you get they had with the Father before the world began. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
In the first person, there was no more sea. No John, I'll tell you, this is in Revelation. You see what I'm talking about? All right. Then what?
And I, John, saw the Holy City, the New Jerusalem.
You understand? This top of this mountain, as Paul said in the fourth chapter of Galatians, the top of this mountain where God was speaking from is Jerusalem. She's an out of earth. Jerusalem above. Ain't that right? You understand? Paul here. Now, down here in the spirit, he said, you understand? And I saw a new Jerusalem. All right.
Coming down from God out of heaven.
Here, Moses come down with that all in his mind.
Right.
You understand? Coming on down. He erect that sanctuary, that natural sanctuary. You understand? And then Messiah's got the Father on down. You see what I'm talking about? In the flesh, you see? Now he's got to come on down. But now, the God's in the spirit, and John in the spirit, after the thing is poured out. John's looking back at the natural, and he said, and I, John, saw the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride. And John was, don't forget, that the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth, you understand, coming down. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride is gone, her husband. We just told you about Moses being up there in Mount Sinai, seeing that tabernacle. Ain't that right? God communicating with him, telling him how to build it. And not only that, in the 17th chapter of Matthew, Matthew of Jesus fulfilling, he took Peter, James, and John up there. You understand? In that mountain, in order to fulfill it. And he transfigured before, and his brain was as bright as the light, and the cloud overshadowed him. Just like that cloud overshadowed. Now, the other Jews, you know, just like that cloud overshadowed him. John got baptized, and he had to go out there in the wilderness and carry out that 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, it's all put together just as beautiful as it can be. You understand? And so now, here, John says, he says, that cloud, you understand? And he was in the spirit. Yeah, and he sees the new heaven. New earth. Now the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, leave.
And I heard a great voice.
And I heard. Tell him what you see. And here, you put it down. You understand? And he said, and I heard. All right. A great voice out of heaven saying, what?
Behold,
here it is. Come on down and build it. You see, John confirmed it. The tabernacle of God is with men. You see what I'm talking about? That's what he told him to do, to build that tabernacle among them people. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But he's in the spirit looking back there, confirming it. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? Oh, yes. Now then they went on through the river Jordan and went on into Palestine and Canaan, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what John can do for that. And the 22nd chapter.
And he showed me.
He showed me a river. A river of life. Oh, man, ain't that John is looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? Read
up.
Proceeding out of the throne of God. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? And in the midst of the street.
On either side of the
river. And on either side of the
river. There's a tree of life.
Was there the tree of life? I tell you, children, it is. If you put it together, you see, like it ought to be, then it will become effective. You understand?
Right.
Just stand around reading the Bible and talking about Jesus said and Jesus this and Jesus that and Jesus that. Now that doesn't make you no good. It's got to be effective within you. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you have got to see how this thing is put together. And now see, John, you see the river. Now you can't see how this can come in over it. You can't tell a thing about this. You see? Because the new is gone right out of the
way. Right.
See? The New Testament of the New Covenant is gone right out of the
way.
You understand? Why they have natural physical orders over there, it's just part of the spiritual. Now if you can't get away from the natural thing, you can't get into the spirit. You see what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
If you can't get out of this physical, then you can't get into the spirit. Now the Messiah said, you understand? That God seeks such
to worship him in spirit and in truth. Now the first tabernacle is stood only in meats and drinks and diet and washing of our clothes until the time of the Reformation. Mm-hmm. You understand? Now these preachers around here, you see, they can't put this Bible together like
that. That's right.
You understand? They can't put it together. And it's just as easy as it can be. You see what I'm talking about? Now, if we would take this, and the reason why I had that card made, I know it's time to go home. See, Moses is here. He's looking from Alpha down to Omega. And God is looking from Omega back to Alpha. You see, and this pattern is written in the creation, even in the structure of that. The God, he, you, everything is all made after this pattern. And everything in the earth reflects in his church. The existence proves the existence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I know how to go into the material or into the visible and prove and carry it on into the invisible, nothing you can do. When science tells you if you split, take uranium 235 and 238 and split it out, don't they tell you that what said there's going to be an explosion there, and it's going to be the immediate formation of another atmosphere. You see what I'm talking about? So when that high priest went into clear on Tuesday on the day of the 10th day of October and went on in to the most holy place between the wings of the tent. See that blood clot that much, you see, seven times? Wasn't that a reflection of that second eye? You see what I'm talking about? The daughter accepted that atonement. You see what I mean? And that atom is a proton, neutron, electron, and you're a new psychic and soul, body, and spirit. Everything you can do testifies to the glory of God. You see, I can see and I understand now, since the Lord showed why everything is made as it is made. You understand? Everything, as David said, everything in his temple. See, everything he made, everything in his temple, see, says glory. You can go to the market and get you some peaches and get some plums, get some pears, just buy anything you want to buy down there, anything. And you've got an outer feeling on it. Isn't that right? See, that's the photograph down. Isn't that right? Yeah, and then you got the into the meat of it, you understand? And see, that's the next part of it in there. And then you run down the deep and you get into the seed of it, you see? It's straightforward. See, don't make no difference whether it's peaches, pears, bananas, you or whatnot, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you prove the existence of God. All nature is his charge.
Right.
You understand?
That's right.
And I have made everything like this and showed you the function and the operation of it. And that makes up the history of the world.
Right.
You understand? Here you say, Matthew 24:15, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel Potter, stand in the holy place. Whoso reads, let him understand. Now John is on the Isle of Patmos. I'm not the teacher. See, I'm just going to say this, and we'll talk about this somewhere, some other time. Now this is the head, and this is the feet. Now, that was his head, thrown down near the feet. You see, and here you are, and this is in the holy place, in the abdomen, see.
Right.
Here is the holy place, you see. And this is the Isle of Patmos that John was on, you see. Now, John on the Isle of Patmos, he was looking back to this. He's also a dragon.
Oh, boy. Oh,
boy. He had to go to the Babylon Hall of the Rockwell. John to the Isle of Patmos.
All right.
He had to analyze his book. But you see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They knew the spirit, and they told him the whole story of the creation and everything. And all through the dispensation of the nation, and never gone back, it never deviates. And it functions within fallibility and unholy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how I've been able to take you. Whether it's in an earthquake or what's happening all over the world.
Right.
And you see, I couldn't tell you the history of the world as I have told you of these 35 years. It's nothing. I told you all about Kennedy, his death, his election, assassination and everything else. Haven't I told you? I told you about the Wizard Belt and wrote it down on paper. I told you things of everything. I told you about the national earthquake and the submarine in the bottom of the sea. I'm looking at that. See, I know what's supposed to happen. And my thought to you, all of you, tonight is this. From the study of it. See, it's possible for you to know. You see? And you can know. And you can see for yourself. You can begin to live within yourself. You understand? In Holy Spirit in you. And in you. You see, it communicates with God. And the feeling of our living of the Spirit of God. You understand? Not of Peter, not of Mary, and not of Paul.